Weaver.
This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Chinese state media report that President Xi Jinping has sent a message to U.S. President Donald Trump and his wife Melania, wishing them a speedy recovery from the coronavirus, a disease Mr. Trump refers to as the China virus. The president is at a military hospital outside Washington, where he's being treated for COVID-19, as Mr. Trump, who had long downplayed the virus, joins the list of more than 7.3 million people in the United States to be hit by COVID. After taking an experimental drug at the White House, the president was helicoptered to Walter Reed National Medical Center, where he is being given the antiviral remdesivir, which can often cut down in recovery time in COVID cases. In the meantime, the 74-year-old chief executive was forced to cancel all of his re-election campaign events until further notice, this just a month before the November 3rd balloting. The White House says the president will remain hospitalized for a few days, but clearly that depends on his condition. Before leaving the White House, Mr. Trump recorded a video in which he said, quote, "I think I'm doing very well, but we're going to make sure things work out." We're told the president will carry out his duties in a specially equipped suite at Walter Reed, that his authority remains fully intact. In his first Twitter message after being admitted to the hospital, he wrote, "Going well, I think. Thank you to all. Love." White House doctor Sean Connolly said Mr. Trump was resting comfortably and that there was no need for the use of supplemental oxygen. First Lady Melania Trump, also suffering from COVID, remains at the White House. While concern is being expressed about how many in the president's orbit he may have infected before he showed any virus symptoms. Politico was the first to report that among those who have tested positive is Trump campaign manager Bill Stepien. The same is true for the head of the Republican Party, Ronna McDaniel, and at least some of those who attended last weekend's Rose Garden event when the president announced his choice of Judge Amy Coney Barrett for the U.S. Supreme Court. Among that number testing positive, two Republican senators, Mike Lee and Tom Tillis, and the former top White House counselor, Kellyanne Conway. This is VOA News. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden continues his campaign while offering President Trump his best wishes for a speedy recovery. Biden has for now stopped using a series of negative ads aimed at Mr. Trump's performance in office, though he says the president's illness should serve as a lesson about the importance of such safeguards as face coverings. He called it a bracing reminder to all of us that we have to take this virus seriously. The latest coronavirus numbers from Johns Hopkins University, worldwide, 34.6 million infections and just under 1,029,000 fatalities. Here in the U.S., deaths total close to 209,000. Brazil comes next with a loss of 145,000 lives. 8 months after the coronavirus arrived in India, the number of deaths from the disease today rose to well above 100,000. Nearly 6.5 million people in India have been infected, second only to the case count in the United States. Police in Australia's coronavirus hotspot, the state of Victoria, today strengthened patrolling as crowds of people in the capital, Melbourne, ignored stringent lockdown restrictions at beaches on the warmest weekend in months. Under lockdown limits, nearly 5 million people in Melbourne are only allowed to exercise or socialize outdoors for a maximum of 2 hours a day. They're also required to stay close to home and wear masks in public places. But television and social media footage showed large numbers of beachgoers without masks as temperatures soared ahead of summer in the southern hemisphere. Victoria Premier Daniel Andrews called the behavior unacceptable. Britain's Foreign Minister Dominic Raab said today he worried for Boris Johnson's life when the Prime Minister was hospitalized with COVID-19 in April. Raab stood in for Johnson for almost a month while he recovered. Johnson first became ill in late March and spent time in intensive care. The UK has lost more than 42,000 people to the coronavirus. Armenia is pledging to work with Russia, the United States, and France on renewing a ceasefire in Nagorno-Karabakh, the breakaway enclave in the South Caucasus. Azerbaijan, which is fighting ethnic Armenian forces, has not responded to the call for a stand down. Azerbaijan's President Ilham Aliyev this week ruled out talks with Armenia. Israel's tourism minister Asaf Zamir has resigned to protest a new law that curbs demonstrations against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, saying the measure left him without a shred of trust in the veteran leader. Netanyahu's right-wing Likud, which forged a coalition government with blue and white in May after a close election, called Zamir's resignation an attempt to shore up support from liberal Israelis angry with the prime minister. Netanyahu has been facing protests over his handling of the coronavirus crisis and allegations of corruption, which he denies. More news online at voanews.com. For your listening convenience, there is also an easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.